And we are back. Tipping Point Boone Cutler. You're going to like this, everybody. Sit down. Chill out. Enjoy your coffee. Enjoy your morning breakfast, croissant, sandwich, whatever the hell you're eating. And we got Tyler Southern on right now. Now, last week we had Tyler on. And I tell you, it's not just a guy you can have on one time. He's got so many things going on right now, and he's just a talented guy, and he's so positive and so just a positive guy. This is the kind of guy you want to hang out with, okay? When you're depressed, you want to hang out with Tyler Southern because the dude is just good. And here's what I didn't know. I got to admit, bro. I didn't put together that you're the dude in this movie. You're that guy, right?
Which guy and which movie?
It's Between Heaven and Hell, right?
Yes, sir. Where heaven and hell collide.
Where heaven and hell collide. Right. Excuse my mix up there. Where heaven and hell collide. Now, you come on the show last or 2 weeks ago. We took last week off because Sean was being lazy. And then we turn around and people are sending me stuff. I'm looking around on social media. And then all of a sudden I go, wait a minute. That's him. And then Joe Roberts, he calls out and he goes, oh, yeah, I know Tyler. He's on this. And I was like, that's the same guy that's just on my show. And so I took the clip and I put it on there and everybody dug the clip from you a couple weeks ago. But that is a very, very – and I went through and I looked at all the – you know, where the director and the producer were talking on social media and on YouTube and everything. That's a hell of a project, man. I mean, it's deep.
Yes,
can you tell us – just call me Boone, brother. I want to break this down a little bit because – and, of course, we're going to talk about Wounded Wear. We're going to talk about Nub Life. We're going to talk about all the things you're involved in. But where heaven and hell collide, this is a thing that I think the warfighter community can really, really wrap their heads around because it's real warfighters. I mean, this exchange you have in the clip with this little kid and and the way you respond, I can tell why that's in the clip, why that's in the trailer. Because it gets to me, man. I mean, it truly gets to me because you can feel how heartfelt it is. Just tell the world about what that project is, Where Heaven and Hell Collide.
Yes, Boone.
You're right on.
So first off, everyone thinks it's a documentary because we're using four actual veterans. But myself, Christian Brown, Nick Okerman, and Justin Lansford are being paid as actors, actually. It's going to be an actual movie. And we're playing ourselves. We're going through basically T-Shirts for Troops is a charity that run by Jim Peters. And he's been doing the going into rooms and visiting guys on the day they realize that their life's different. For almost a decade now, he's worked with, 1,100 of us easy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been told countless times that, the first time that the patient was responsive, smiled, spoke, or anything was the time he came in their room because he doesn't go in with a gimmick or his suit or anything. You know, he comes in with the right attitude and a T-shirt and just gets you smiling and, tries to get you back to your new normal.
Mm.
And so the movie is about Jim Peters, is going to be played by Dean Cain, formerly known as Superman.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's good. He's good. I when I watched the clip, he does. He connects, and he connects
he's
in this place.
Extremely pro-military. He's an extremely down-to-earth, real dude. Like, he's a dude. I was so pumped to meet him and find out that he wasn't a cocky clown.
Right.
Him and Christy Swanson are all in all day.
I like it.
And they're just amazing people. I'm super excited to do any of this. Hell, being in the movie has been my dream since I was a kid, so my dreams are coming true. But we're following the stories of myself and the three other vets.
So they adapted the real story, your life and their lives.
Yes, sir.
And put it all into the actual story. So when you're talking about the stuff that happened, for people who don't know, Tyler, he's a warfighter, served in Afghanistan, former Marine. He was injured. You have run a blog called Nub Life, obviously, because you got a couple nubs, right? I mean, you're missing some body parts. What are you missing?
I'm missing both legs above the knee, right arm above the elbow, and a digit on the remaining limb.
I got it. And I see, for those who don't know here, okay, in the warfighter community, we can talk to each other this way because, I mean, I did 2 years of Walter Reed. I mean, we connect. And so it's not like Tyler can go on some of these other mainstream shows and you're going to have a guy, they're just not going to, you're not going to connect because it's not the same family. So when America listens to us, you're listening to guys who I mean, these are real conversations, how we really talk to each other. If Tyler and I were sitting here drinking a beer right now, we'd be talking crap to each other all the time. He'd be making fun of my TBI, and I'd be calling him stubby, you know, because we don't deal with the pity thing, you know. I mean, we take what we get, and then we drive on with it. And I don't like the pity without promise. And Tyler's a positive guy. He says, I don't need your pity. I just need opportunities. I don't need any more than that. Just don't discriminate against me. And I like what you got going on. I like your positive attitude. And how do you do it? I mean, that's what the big, I mean, I know, but the big picture, everybody in America is like, why are you so inspirational?
What I've gathered on why I'm so inspirational is just that I've been through what I've been through and I can still smile every morning. But I have trouble understanding why people don't get it. But you know, I don't know. I was raised in a family that was fiercely patriotic, so doing my service, doing my duty was something I was going to do no matter what. It wasn't like I was forced into the military, and then what could have happened. You know, I didn't die. I didn't lose anything important. You know, limbs are, you only need one. You know, the rest are erroneous details. I still got my mind, heart, lungs, body, spirit. You know, I can wake up every morning, look at my wife and look at my son and smile because I chose to be happy and not dwell in the corner and cry about it because tears aren't going to grow anything back.
Yeah, I hear you. I think it probably took you a little bit less time to come to that realization than it did me because I didn't, man, I just didn't feel like for the longest time I could get ahead. But I got to tell every warfighter out there, whatever stuff you're dealing with, and you tell me if you agree here, brother, whatever stuff you're dealing with, as you move through life and you pick up a new mission, the things that affected you from that old mission, they tend to come down a little bit. And when you focus on that new mission, your motivation tends to go up a little bit. And you're going to have setbacks, okay? But there's really no such thing as a setback. It's just a constant correction. You're going to be making constant corrections on your forward movement. That doesn't mean you stop. That doesn't mean it ends. It just means you're going to make a correction. And you got to get in there.
Exactly.
It's just like land navigation. If you're off 2 degrees for 2 clicks, it's going to be a big deal. You're going to make a big correction. You know, if you're off 2 degrees for 200 meters, not such a big deal. I mean, it's really not. But the thing is to understand what correction you have to make sooner than later so it's not such a big correction. And when you listen to guys like Tyler, you start to understand your path and you start to understand how you can make a correction quicker so you're not 2 clicks down and 2 degrees off and then you got to, man, then it's a big fact-finding mission. But when you can kind of follow somebody that's been through it, when you have that sense of mentorship and you see somebody that's making it and they can make it but still has their struggles. I mean, to me, I woke up this morning, my first thought when I woke up was, I want to kill myself. I don't know why. It just happens. But I know I'm not really going to do that, and I'm not going to – it doesn't hang with me. I'm not depressed or anything. It's just one of those things that I go through, and it's not something that really holds me down. Why? Because I got to be on air at 9 o'clock, period, end of story. When that mic is hot, it doesn't wait for anybody. So if I want to lay there and feel that way, I can. But there's still a couple hundred thousand people waiting to hear me at 9 o'clock, so I got to move my ass. So that's my sense of mission. That's my sense of purpose. Do you find that the more you put yourself out there, the easier it is to maintain your mission and stay positive because people are relying on you?
That's actually, yeah, that is a very funny point because, in the beginning, I chose to be happy in the very first place, you know, right after everything happened because my family was all there and I'm the youngest and I know a youngest of 3 boys. So my mom wasn't doing very well. And I decided that me being happy about it would help ease everyone's transition into my predicament. Gradually I realized I was touching lives and affecting people and, oh my God, if he's going through that, why am I crying about this and stuff like that? And then, yeah, on some level, I feel a responsibility to continue to be happy. And at this point though, I have so many things that I can focus on to maintain my level of happy that I'm good. You know, I'm not, you know, smiling for the crowd and then going back to my room and crying myself to sleep. But
is there any better healing? Let me ask you this, Penn. This is just very, very personal. I'm not so sure if everybody understands this. As part of the Spartan Pledge, you know, I will not take my life by my own hand until I talk to my battle buddy first. And the second part is my mission is to find a mission to help my warfighter family. Now, I find when guys get that second part really dialed in And when they understand that they have a mission to help that warfighter family and they're part of something again, everything works. For me, the more ingrained I come, I mean, I honestly cannot take my own life because I wrote the Spartan Pledge. I mean, I would let so many people down, you know? I mean, SH and I talk about this all the time that, it, you know, when you become, when you stand for something, the last thing a warfighter is ever going to do is punk out. We're just not going to punk out. And so as you do all these things and you put yourself out there and you say, I can, if I can make it, you can make it, it makes it pretty hard to quit.
Yes, sir.
So you're actually, you're sealing your fate into, you're sealing your fate into success because you've committed to something. Do you find that warfighters, when they're dealing with these injuries, until they find something new to commit to in their life, they're just stuck?
Pretty much. That's one reason I don't like the entire hospital stay up at Walter Reed or Walter Reed at Bethesda. Of course, everyone up there doing their job, you know, putting you back together, teaching you how to walk, all that stuff. But it can grow monotonous so fast,
mm-hmm.
and it can, you know, it can wear on your soul, what's left of it anyways. You get stuck in a rut where, you know, my life is this. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to go to occupational therapy, and then I'm going to go to physical therapy, and then I got lunch, and then I got to go take a nap so I can do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why when I retired medically, I very quickly signed up with Jason Redmond and Wounded Wear because part of their mission is to ensure that you know you can still do work, that you are still important, that your sacrifices have not been made in vain, you know, and just to reach out to any and every wounded veteran and make sure they know that we love them, we care, and
get on board. Get on board. Let's do this together. I think there is hands down, without a doubt, when you have a mission to help your warfighter family, that's where life begins again. And that's where things are going to go, and that's what completes us. We're going to finish this interview a little bit. We got to take a little break. Hate to do it. But, Tyler, can you hang on for a few minutes?
Hanging on.
All right, brother. Stand by to stand by. We'll be right back. This is Tipping Point, Boone Cutler. And we're back. Tipping Point, Boone Cutler. We've got Tyler Southern on right now. He's an actor. He's a warfighter. He's got a blog out there called Nub Life. He's also doing a lot with Wounded Wear. Tell me about your connection with Wounded Wear, brother.
Well, I am the ambassador, the Wounded Warrior ambassador. So I'm reaching out to guys all the time to get them to events so they can re-realize their worth.
Good, 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 good. And what's the premise behind Wounded Wear? Who runs it? How to get started? How can people find out more information?
Lieutenant SEAL Jason Redmond was shot 9 times in Karma, Iraq. 2 in the elbow, 5 across the flank, and 1 in the face. He, 45 minutes later, walked 75 meters to the bird under his own power, making him the hardest dude I've ever heard of. Didn't lose his eye or any of his teeth. They had to rebuild him a nose. And he got sick of people asking if there were motorcycle injuries or anything like that. And initially made some pretty brash shirts that said, you know, it was machine gun fire. It would have killed you and
right.
things like that. And then realized that there was a vacuum that needed to be filled with adaptive clothing. And started with adaptive clothing. He makes a line that anyone can buy to support the cause, wounded veterans, and Gold Star families, which is available on woundedwear.org.
Help me out here. Help the you just said a term that I don't think most Americans know. What is adaptive wear?
The adaptive clothing is usually in catastrophic injuries with IED blasts and things or gunshots. They have to do external fixators or your prosthetics are big and bulky. Just things that don't flow smooth like your body normally does.
Mm-hmm.
So they've designed clothes, not wounded wear, but we've adapted how the world did it. A slit down the side of the shirt so you can actually get it up and over medical apparatus, or a zipper down the inseam of your pants so you can get your prosthetic limb into it without tearing up your clothes.
That's great, man. I mean, really, that's impressive. Again, a mission to help your warfighter family. And it works. It works. It works. It works. A big shout out, man. I really can't. I can't thank you enough. And Nublife, give a shout out for your blog, Nublife. I'm looking at it right now. It's I'm looking at this this heading. It says Nublife's Crazies. What's that all about?
That was last week. 2 weeks ago, I put up an all call on my Facebook asking all the people on my friends list what they'd like to hear about, because, you know, not that I was running low on ideas. I just figure everyone who reads it might want to hear about something specific.
Mm-hmm.
And Adults Who Stare was one of the big requests. So that particular entry is all about grown people doing silly things because they're nervous or uneasy around broke people. And then I kind of ended it up with trying to teach them that it's okay to talk to us and not avoid us or, you know, dwell on subjects or anything crazy like that.
Okay, hold that thought right now, because now we got the right place for this. Okay, I want you to chime in on this. And hey, Joey, I know you're out there. You got checkup from the neck up, and Sean just asked you to call back. Just hang with me, brother, because I got a feeling we're going to have somebody not call in, so you're going to be good to go. But I want to get Tyler's opinion on this. This last week, because of the show, okay, and because we talked to America in mass, there was an event, there was a situation that occurred this last week with actually Sean Patrick's, with his wife, and she works as a physical therapist.
She's a physical therapist.
She's a physical therapist. Warfighter comes in, and all of a sudden, I mean, you know how it goes, like I know how it goes. Sometimes stuff just kind of hits you, and you're in a different place, different mindset, different frame of mind, and you're looking to get grounded. Well, I'm going to let Sean kind of go into the situation here, and just like what you're talking about, I want to tie that in, how people, they don't know how to deal with us. Well, when you listen to the show, you kind of learn how to deal with us because you learn a different language. You learn that, you know, we're really not embarrassed by our injuries, but at the same time, we don't know what you know, you don't know what we know, and that's why we stick to ourselves. But there was a little bit of crossover here, and this was a good thing. I want to get your opinion on it. Sean, explain what happened. We had a little lead-in when we started the show. I didn't want to tell anybody how it worked out, but let's talk about how it worked out.
All right, so my wife has a patient. I think he's an Afghanistan vet.
Right.
He's got PTSD issues. And the other day, it was crowded in the clinic. She had him out in the center of the clinic, out in the middle of the gym, and because there wasn't a private room available to put him in. Lights were going, noises were going, and people were walking behind his head,
mm-hmm.
which is an issue for him. If he can't see him, he's got a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and for America out there, so you understand, it's not because we think someone's going to sneak up on us and cut our throat. Okay, that's not
we're trained.
Right. It's because you just get used to seeing things a certain way. Like if I sit in a restaurant or I'm in a place and I can't sit where I need to sit, I can't help it. My head is constantly spinning around me because it's just a conditioned response. It's not because I think things are going to go crazy. The reason I sit in places the way I do, the reason I do things the way I do, is because I don't want to get myself in a situation that I lose my temper. I don't want to get myself in a situation where I get embarrassed and people are kind of looking at me. Because it's happened before, you know. Like I'm at an Applebee's one time and I it was just crowded. I was there with Soldier Heart and this waitress kept walking up right up next to me. Well, what am I going to do? I mean, she's brushing. Every time it happens, I jump. I fly halfway across the room because just because it's a conditioned response. And when you get startled, you respond to it that way. Well, you know what? I don't need to be jumping around and stuff like that. And so I always put myself in a place where I don't get startled. Again, not because I'm freaked out and paranoid and I think somebody's going to run in with an AK and spray the whole place. It's because you just get startled and you really can't help it. So this situation is mm-hmm. this warfighter was getting startled,
mm-hmm.
and yep. he's getting activated.
Yep,
he's getting agitated.
Yep,
what happened?
And then finally, he couldn't take it anymore, and he pulled my wife aside and he jumped her stuff, and he started getting in her face. And my wife just kind of said, calmly talked him kind of down off the wall and said, "Hey, I don't know what your triggers are." And as soon as she said the word triggers, it clicked in his head that she understands.
She gets it.
She gets it. She understands. And
she knows a little bit of the lingo.
I could tell you 6 months ago, she wouldn't have known that.
Right.
But from my association with you and her listening to this program while she's in the car, when she drops me off during, you know, when the show's on,
mm-hmm.
she gets it. She understands. And they understand that they now, in their clinic, they have a need for this.
Right.
So they're going to My wife's going to come talk to you, and I've already kind of talked to you about it. They want you to come in and talk to them.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go into a briefing and
talk
and
about PTSD
thing.
And dealing with patients that have PTSD. And that's where this show is really making a difference.
And Tyler's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this Nub Life Crazy is right here. This is America. If you want to know what to do with war, if you want to understand us, really, you're overreacting on a lot of things. This PTSD phobia thing is out of control. We're not just a bunch of freaks that are going to end up in a bell tower and start whacking people. We're much more likely to kill ourselves. A veteran is half as likely to commit a homicide as a civilian, half as likely. That means you're safer in a room with me and Tyler than you are your Aunt Sally. It's just a fact. And so Tyler's putting out this information, and it's good stuff. This right here, this was a win-win situation because the warfighter understands, hey, they're in a place where they are going to be accepted, and somebody speaks the language, and so we have a connection. And that's what you're doing, too, with Nub Life. And I really appreciate you doing that. Are you getting the same kind of feedback with the people who are learning from you?
All day, every day. I'm getting comments and messages, and on the page itself you can comment. That I'm teaching these people everything, and oh my God, I knew nothing about that, or I used to do that. Now I know that it bothers people like you.
I love it, brother. Hang on, I gotta take another break. This is Dippin' Boy Boone Cutler. Thanks for doing what you're doing. I'm gonna have you back again on after the break. I can't get rid of you. Stand by. And we're back. Boom, 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 cut. I got to close this down here. Got Tyler Southern on, warfighter extraordinaire, motivational dude. Love him to death, man. He puts it out there, and just coming from the right place. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I couldn't get rid of you. I actually had to move my entire schedule this morning because I love what you do, and I just want more time with you on air. More and more sound, more and more sound. Okay, brother, I got to kick you loose, man, but I know that was a long time to wait on hold, but I want to make sure we get your plugs in and everybody understands where you're coming from, how to get in touch with you, what you're all about, and really get connected to what Tyler Southern's got going on. You're going to see more and more and more and more and more of him. And before he gets too big and famous, I want to make sure we steal as much information from him as we can before he starts ignoring us little people. Okay. So, brother, tell me, how can people find out more about Tyler Southern, Wounded Wear, the name of the movie? I don't want to screw it up again.
Where Heaven and Hell Collide.
Where Heaven and Hell Collide.
You can find out everything on that. You can donate to it being made at whereheavenandhellcollide.com. You can find out about Wounded Wear at woundedwear.org. You can read my blog, Nub Life, at woundedwear.org/nublife. And you can find me on Facebook if you want to just talk to me directly. Tyler Southern, like the direction.
I hope you guys take advantage of that because he's the real deal. Love him to death. I'm going to be out. You're in SoCal, right?
No, sir. St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, I completely screwed that up. Is Wounded Wear in Southern California?
They're in Chesapeake, Virginia.
I completely screwed that up, too. For some reason, I was thinking San Diego. I guess I was thinking about Coronado and all that stuff where all the other SEALs are hanging out. But, yeah, it's usually Coronado or it's Virginia. So you're on the East Coast. Well, I'll tell you what. When I get out there to Florida, I don't get there much because, quite honestly, it's just too damn humid. But if I get out there, let's sit down and let's drink a beer.
Of course.
Of course, man. Got to do it. Okay, brother. Hey, I love you, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Come back again. And don't forget I'm out here, man. If there's anything I can do to help out Tyler Southern, I'm on it.
That sounds great. You have a good one, Boone.
Hey, brother. Rock the house. Talk to you soon.